Hello, and welcome back to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. Today we'll be picking up where we left off last time. Remember, we were talking about the fact that God is a covenant-making and covenant-keeping God. God always keeps His promises, always keeps His word. Isaiah 55:11, God states, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." See, God always fulfills His word. Now, as we look at the first item in the great exchange, we'll be looking at the fact that Jesus took our sins and gave us His forgiveness. Jesus's forgiveness is what should make us so grateful that we wouldn't want to abuse His grace. And so it's this important truth that we don't want to abuse that grace that makes us want to change. So now let's continue with the rest of the message. In the words of the book of Hebrews, the new covenant is better than the old covenant because it's based upon better or stronger promises. Now, in all covenants with God, here we're getting down to the main point, an exchange takes place. As covenants are made and kept, God, as the stronger party, gives blessing, provision, protection, wisdom, and more to the weaker party. That's us. In our look at covenants, there's no better example of this exchange than the new covenant. The exchange is so clear, and what we receive is so glorious and abundant that it is known by some Bible teachers as the great exchange. Let's look at the first example of an exchange provided by the new covenant. In 2 Corinthians 5:20 through 21, Jesus took our sins and He gave us forgiveness. And this is what the scripture says. "Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ." These are the apostles. "As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God." That word reconciled means make the exchange. Exchange your old ways for the new ways. And then verse 21 says, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." See, that, again, that's 2 Corinthians 5, verses 20 and 21. What is the scripture telling us? What the scripture is telling us is that because we put our faith in Jesus and this new covenant of grace, He has taken our sin and He's given us His righteousness. Let that sink in for a moment. We're not just talking about the sins of the past, but we're talking about the sins of the present and even the sins that we might form or commit in the future. We are made righteous because of our trust and faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. I know that in reality, we tend to judge each other by our outward appearance, but God judges what's in the heart. And sometimes when we're especially as new Christians, we find it difficult to live what we would call the Christian life because we've established so many wrong and hurtful habits in our lives. And those habits and those patterns that we've learned over a lifetime can only be broken as we pursue Him and allow His Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us in our lives. You see, it's not about sins, but it's about the sin nature. Before Christ, we were unredeemed. We couldn't help but sin. But now with Christ in us, with His Holy Spirit living in us, we can learn to follow Him. We can learn to listen to Him. We can learn to obey Him. And what we find is that we can only do that when the sin nature has been destroyed. Jesus took our sin nature and He gave us His righteousness. Oh, how powerful that is. If only we could fully comprehend how enormous that act of grace is, that one act alone. Listen, as believers, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, you know, I have bad thoughts. I do bad. Yes, that's true. But the thing is, we are on the road to redemption. We've been redeemed and we're continually being redeemed. We've been made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ, and we continually walk and learn how to walk in that righteousness. And when we understand that, when we understand that we are, in God's words, we are holy, then what we find is that sin becomes repulsive to us. We hate sin as God hates sin. We don't hate the sinner, but we hate the sin. And so as we understand this first exchange, it's so critical to understand that regardless of what people may say, regardless of what people may think, in God's eyes, you've been made righteous because you've chosen to follow Jesus. And that's the important part. We are following him. We are learning through the word and through instruction and through contact with believers. We're learning how to live the life that leads to God's blessing in every area of life. Come on, don't you want God's blessings? Don't you want his full healing? Don't you want his prosperity? Don't you want the power to make the relationships that have been broken over your lives, to make them right again? All of that becomes available when you begin to realize what Jesus Christ has done for you. He has given you forgiveness. No longer do you have to live in shame. No longer do you have to live in guilt. You are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that those that are in Christ, are you in Christ? But those that are in Christ are new creations. The old has passed away and all things have become new. And so just meditate on this one thing this week, that the righteousness of Christ has been given to you, and Christ has taken your sin upon himself. You are free to live the overcoming life through Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit living and dwelling in you. I'll tell you, I'm getting excited by the words that I'm speaking to you right now, because I'm reminding myself of who I am. I am a son of the Most High. I belong in the family of God. God the Father is my Father. Jesus is my brother. What more could we ask for in this life? Amen? And so I hope this message goes deeply into your heart as you understand that he's taken all of your sin. All. That word all means all. And he's given you his righteousness. I look forward to seeing you the next time as we begin to unfold and examine all the other exchanges that have taken place because of the grace of the new covenant, because of the gift of Jesus Christ into our lives. God bless you.